Whether Joe Biden is corrupt or not, and decide whether they want a corrupt president to continue to be their president.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott and the White House have sparred on the issue of the southern border, sparking lawsuits over the state's border security measures like installing razor wire along the Rio Grande River. The governor claims President Biden's border policies are a risk to national security.
The chief job of the President of the United States is national security. Yeah. President Biden is failing at national security. We are extraordinarily concerned about a terrorist attack occurring in Texas or elsewhere in the United States because of the terrorists who are crossing our border at will.
Kansas City Chiefs player Rashee Rice has admitted he was behind the wheel of a Lamborghini.
Clear night tonight, another crisp morning tomorrow, followed by a beautiful sunny day with some low humidity. In the morning tomorrow, some 40s and mid-50s. The afternoon goes near 80. Tomorrow night, not as crisp, 50s to 60. And then a partly sunny Saturday, and again, partly cloudy Sunday, as a return of some Gulf moisture comes back. That'll also give us a more humid feel. 70s to near 80 can be expected daily over the weekend. Ralph Sanji, WGF. So, WinFest Louisiana. Arts and crafts, food, games, and activities with music, a Twins two-step second line with a brass band, contests. The Kid Zones will have twin trivia, a petting zoo, horseback rides, train rides, story time, and baby gators. Saturday, April 6th, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. downtown Houma. To get more details, click eftwins.com.
Welcome to the Cynthia Clark Show, a cheerful show, a time to enjoy tasting cuisine, a time to be encouraged, a time to learn from experts in our town. We hope you will call in and ask a question or two and share your voice with our community. And now here's your host, Cynthia Clark.
Welcome. Hello. Hi, New Orleans, and hi, everybody listening nationwide at WGSO.com. I'm Cynthia Clark, and thank you for joining today. So I like to start my show with a scripture reading from the Holy Bible. So this is taken from Psalm 92. It's a hymn of thanksgiving, and it is Psalm 92, verse 2. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praise to your name, Most High. And today we have an exciting show. We are going to be touring on the North Shore, and we're going to talk to you a little bit about some restaurants that would be wonderful to visit and just be a tourist in a town that is very near to New Orleans or Metairie or the greater New Orleans area. So I'm talking about the North Shore, Covington, and also Mandeville. So I would like to just start off with Covington, which actually I currently am living in Covington, have been here for a few years, and it's a beautiful small community on the North Shore. And I bet a lot of you listening probably live in Covington on the North Shore, either Covington or Mandeville. So many of us, native New Orleanians, at a time of devastation after Hurricane Katrina, moved over to the North Shore, and many people actually even moved to the North Shore when it was booming decades before. So the amount of people that travel back and forth across the Causeway Bridge from the South Shore over in New Orleans and Metairie to the North Shore, Covington and Mandeville, are numerous. But I have had the opportunity to enjoy a couple of really nice restaurants and cuisine on the North Shore in Covington over the last couple of years. So I want to make a couple of recommendations, and I will likely not be able to get into the details of each restaurant today, but we can come and revisit and get into detail on each on another day. So I would like to first recommend We have Gloriette Restaurant, and that restaurant is in the Southern Hotel. And then we also have Del Porto, which is catty corner to the Southern Hotel. And then we also recommend Lola Restaurant, and Lola serves lunch and dinner, and it's really sweet and quaint and nice and enjoyable, very casual lunch, or you can get dolled up if you like for dinner, set inside of a streetcar trolley. It's really a cute place, but wait till I tell you how accomplished some of the chefs there are. And then lastly, an old friend of us restaurant lovers and foodies, Dakota Restaurant, if you haven't heard, has reopened in the heart of Covington, and they are thriving and doing very well. Actually, had the honor of talking to the chef recently on the show. So I would like to get started just talking a little bit about Lola and the proprietors and the chefs. And it is a couple, and it's Keith and Neely Friends, and they had aspirations to have a restaurant at a very young age. They have a really great history. They moved to Biloxi, Mississippi, and that's when they decided to, after Katrina, and that's when they decided that they would open Lola, and they opened in Covington in 2006. So prior to owning Lola, they both had sous chef positions at world-famous Brennan's Restaurant on Royal Street, another one of many of us foodies' favorites. And so that's where they started. And if you would like to try some really delicious food, you will totally enjoy Lola. And so they both have degrees in culinary arts. And so their food is very delicious. So I hope you get the opportunity to go over there. And I'm going to actually share some of the menu with you. But I think it's nice to know that the owner, the gentleman, Keith, he went to high school in Covington at St. Paul's School, and I'm familiar with St. Paul's. My brother went there, and I think my dad and my uncle's picture is still in the gymnasium today, which I thought was so neat. My cousin told me that recently and actually gave me a copy of that photograph. So Covington is very near and dear to my heart. As very small child, we would come on over here. My father had a little getaway home, and he would bring us over to the Bogofalia, and we would just go out during the day before there was a whole lot developed, actually, just a half mile down from where Dakota and the Southern Hotel are, not even a half mile, maybe five blocks down. And we would swim right there. And we have some great memories and great pictures of my beautiful mom and dad, along with all my siblings, enjoying the beautiful water of the Bogofalia at that time. And so, speaking of Lola, so another great reason that you need to give it a try is that this couple actually finished in 2011, third in the Louisiana Seafood Cook-Off, which is sponsored by the Louisiana Seafood and Marketing Board. And then they attempted another cook-off for the same event in 2012, in which they did win first place, and that's a huge deal. And they were titled King and Queen of Louisiana Seafood for the next entire year. And then they also went into the Great American Seafood Cook-Off, and they represented the state of Louisiana. And then in this contest, 15 other states compete. So you are talking about top-notch chefs competing against one another. They cook right there in the open. I've been to one of the events at the convention center. It's a lot of fun to watch and participate. and enjoy. So if you ever hear about the Great American Seafood Cook-Off coming back to the convention center here in New Orleans, you definitely want to make that one, okay? So why don't we just tantalize your taste buds a little bit, and we can talk a little bit about the menu, and I will mention a couple of things specifically. So how about the Depot? This is just a simple lunch, roasted chicken, barbecue slaw, spicy mayo, provolone pickle, and white focaccia. You can get a simple lunch, which I think is nice, and you can go in shorts if you like. They do a Lola muffalata. Well, you know, the North Shore, who doesn't do muffalatas? We do them in the New Orleans. We do them also on the North Shore. And so many other things to mention. Crab boiled Gulf shrimp salad is very delicious. And we are going to be taking a break soon. So when we return, I will go ahead and continue where we left off. And I'm going to talk a little bit more specifically about the menu at Lola. And we'll be right back.
Have you looked at your siding and it's in such poor condition it's worrying you? Then let Vinyl Tech take that worry away. Kiss your worries goodbye when Vinyl Tech installs beautiful siding to stand up to the fiercest weather conditions. You'll love the new look of your home after Vinyl Tech's durable, dependable, and cost-effective siding transformation. You pick your siding, colors, textures, and styles, and then leave the rest to Vinyl Tech so you'll never need painting again. You'll have peace of mind knowing you have James Hardy Plank Siding, not only one of the best in the industry, but engineered to be long-lasting and beautiful. And because of its sleek design, it is the most popular brand in North America. Vinyl Tech offers financing, and their exterior contractors know how to install siding properly because they've been doing it for almost a quarter of a century. Have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and serve customers along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Florida. Contact Vinyl Tech today for your estimate at VinylTechRoofing.com and chase your worries away.
Science tells us that brains perform best when both sides are working in harmony and balance. But in our busy, stressful life, we sometimes experience brain fog. I know because I have. I searched for a solution and found research that proves hundreds of thousands of other successes. So I tried what I found, and best of all, the session was only $99. So if you want to experience a renewed mind and peaceful sleep, grab a pen and call Elizabeth with Saraset at 504-533-9229. That's 504-533-9229. The office is in Metairie. If you have questions, email Cynthia at cynthiaclark@wgso.com to get any answers to questions you may have. Relax, rebalance, reset. Saraset.com. That's CERESET.com. Saraset, we help your brain help you.
Andiamo. That means let's go in Italian to Gianduca's Italian Eatery in Kenner. My two favorite pasta dishes are the creamy, garlicky fettuccine alfredo and the cheesy eggplant lasagna. Gianduca's Italian Eatery is the perfect restaurant to enjoy fresh seafood dishes too. I recommend the divine crab cakes, fried shrimp parmesan, and the scrumptious seafood ravioli. My favorite fish dish is the Redfish River Town. Tuna Gianduca is also very popular and served grilled or blackened. I'm starving. Please pass me the crab cakes. Gianduca's Italian Eatery for the best in casual Italian cuisine, where Chef Troy treats you like family. The prices are fair and the portions are huge. Visit them at 325 Williams Boulevard in Kenner, open daily from 11 to 9 and on weekends till 10 p.m. Mangia, that means let's eat in Italian.
Welcome back, and we're hoping to make you hungry today. We're talking a little bit about cuisine on the North Shore today, and I'm Cynthia Clark. This is a Cynthia Clark radio show, and I would also like to introduce my co-host, Clark Gregory, will be joining. Hi.
Hey, Cynthia, how are you today? And hello to all your wonderful listeners statewide.
I am doing fabulous. And so let's continue on the talk about Covington restaurants, and some of which you have also been to. So feel free to jump in. And so I am going to continue on Lola's restaurant, and that is located at 517 North New Hampshire Street, Covington, Louisiana. If you do drop on over to Lola, of course, please mention WGSO and Cynthia sent you. We always appreciate when you let the people know we talk about in our community how you heard about their menu. They just love to hear it. It makes them feel warm and fuzzy. They just love it. So I want to just mention also the dinner menu. So the dinner menu at Lola is very good, as is the lunch. On the dinner, they have crab rangoons, which I think is an interesting and delicious appetizer to try with the chefs who have won the Great American Cook-Off. Delicious Louisiana claw meat, pepper jack cream cheese, and local blueberry soy dipping sauce. That sounds delicious. And also a cheese board, which has become so popular. Everybody has the charcuterie boards and the cheese boards this day. But, you know, I want to talk about the things that, you know, take a little bit more effort in the kitchen so we can really enjoy the talent of these chefs. There are pepper jelly oysters. So how about some Louisiana oysters, crispy Gulf oysters with smoked pork belly, Lola pepper jelly, and queso fresco. And let's see, on the dinner, they have a lasagna, which I think is interesting, and it's a veal bolognese. So truffle bechamel and grandma's red gravy and mozzarella. And then they also do a twice-cooked lamb shank, house-smoked and braised with butter beans, smothered collard greens, braising juice, and cornbread gourmelada, and also brown butter scallops. I know you're going to love those, Clark, because I know you love scallops. And who doesn't love scallops, right? With a truffled Parmesan risotto. So that has got to be delicious. And then they always have a fish of the day as well, which so many of our local restaurants do have. The wonderful fish of the day.
And they have it at lunch, too. Remember the delicious lunch we had there with the grilled salmon and over a salad? And what I love most about it, it's al fresco. That's the wonderful part.
Yes.
And not a lot of places serve lunch, if I'm correct, on Monday in Old Covington. And they do. And that was so nice because every time I go there on Monday for lunch, there's the chef greeting me, bringing out the food. I always get the deconstructed shrimp po' boy because I try to save on the calories with the bread. And then, like I said, he does a beautiful salmon cob for lunch, a grilled piece of salmon as cob salad. Love it. Yes. My favorite. Remember we were there?
Of course I do.
Yeah.
That's why I want you to share.
And then you mentioned Del Porto, Cindy. How fabulous was our dinner at Del Porto last week for Easter?
Well, we had an enjoyable weekend dinner at Del Porto, but I think I've been to Del Porto at least 20 times.
A dozen times. So right, exactly. Two dozen times.
I decided that I wanted to explore other restaurants, which is why, and I have in Covington because I've lived here for a while now, a few years. And so I've enjoyed visiting other restaurants.
Yeah, how about Dakota when we went to Dakota? Wasn't that magnificent too?
Dakota, yes, of course.
The brand new.
But I want to, let's get back to Del Porto so that we don't jump everywhere. Let's share some of the recommendations of the menu there so that our listeners can actually, digest it, no pun intended. So we love the Frito Misto at Del Porto. That is one of our favorite appetizers. I don't think we go without ordering it. Why don't you tell the people what the Frito Misto is, Clark?
It's the lightest, the most loveliest Frito Misto I've ever had locally. Aside from Emeralds in coastal Destin, Florida, I do have to say that, but it's one of the lightest, fluffiest, beautiful Frito Mistos I've ever had, because they start with a remoulade of some sort, their house remoulade on the bottom, and
it's
then
like
they stack
a mayo
it. Yeah, a remoulade.
Or,
yeah, and
light.
They stack it, and they stack the seafood. And what? We had delicious Gulf shrimp, and we had drum. Remember the special was drum that night, because it's always whatever
that
the
was
special
the fish,
fish
of the day.
Yeah.
Now the Frito Misto is
included the drum,
fried veggies. Oh, they put. You sure it was drum?
Absolutely. I know why it's Frito Misto. It had red pepper. It had green pepper. It had, well, what else did it have? It had drum, shrimp.
I remember it was fish.
Oh, yes, of course. That's what Frito Misto is. And then remember we had the delicious salad. I always get their house salad.
It can be a variety of fish. Frito Misto can be a variety of fish that is in the appetizer. It's not always drum. It's what the fresh fish of the day is.
Yes, but you said it was drum. The special was drum that day, so that's what it was that day. I was in Destin at Coastal, and it was grouper, and I've had other various fish. Like, you're right, it's whatever is the fish of the day on the menu.
Yes, it's the appetizer. A drum was the entree.
And there was drum in the Frito Misto, Cindy.
Is the appetizer.
But there was drum pieces in the Frito Misto. You don't remember?
I totally understand that. But
yeah.
I was just explaining that it can be any variety of fried fish that is in the Frito Misti. You see? Okay. Oh, okay. I know Jean. Okay, bring her on. Hi, Jean. We are debating about Frito Misti and whether it is drum or other fried fish on the appetizer. I thought it could be any type of seafood in the appetizer because we've been there 20 times and I don't recall it being drum every single time.
Oh, I've been there once and it was to die for. And yes, it was drum at the bottom.
I know it was drum, but I'm going to call the chefs and ask them if they use different fish, because I'm sure
of course they do. They use,
fish.
Like you said, whatever fish of the day is, whatever is fresh of the day. It's always the catch
right,
of the day is Frito Misto.
But you kept telling, you disagreed, so you didn't say yes, it would be any fish of the day. So you totally said, no, it's not, it's drum. So I'm glad that you clarified. Yes, it could be any fish of the day on the appetizer. That is exactly what I was
being
saying.
In Louisiana. Yeah.
Yes, it was lovely, Jean, and I took a beautiful sunset ride across the lake and went to that beautiful restaurant. Did you know Old Covington was set up in honor of General Leonard Covington, from who was in the Battle of the War of 1812, girls? And you know the unique part about
remember.
Covington?
History. I learned it in history class, so
And you know the unique part about Covington? And I, you know, Jean, how you were commenting across the street from Del Porto was that beautiful little park, and it's right across from the Southern Hotel. And Cindy, you mentioned the restaurant in the Southern Hotel earlier. I don't remember the name, but you've dined there.
Yes.
And remember our friend Chef Chazzy? She said she also dined there last week and said it was wonderful. She brought her whole family. And then Jean phoned in.
Elegant, and it's a fine dining restaurant, the Gloriette in the Southern Hotel. So if you're looking for something a little fancier than the Dakota restaurant that we were talking about, you'll never forget the Frito Misti appetizer. Please try it. It's just the fried fish and the fried vegetables, and they seem to be fried tempura style.
And I think it is tempura.
Absolutely
I think it is.
So we're going to take a little quick break, and when we return, we're going to continue to talk about fabulous restaurants on the North Shore. And if you want to call in, please join the conversation. And Jean, if you want to stay with us, we'd love you to, and we'll be
Thank
right
you.
Back.
Have you looked at your home and it's starting to show so much wear and tear it's worrying you? Kiss your worries goodbye with the Gulf Coast's most versatile exterior home improvement contractor, Vinyl Tech. Using only the finest materials means you can have confidence in their work for your roof, gutters, siding, patio covers, and windows. Owner Shane Mulkey attributes his success to his Christian ethics and the dedication and work ethic of his family and his staff for almost a quarter of a century. Vinyl Tech treats every home improvement job as if they were improving their own home with their superior quality work. They want you to be so satisfied with their work, you'll tell others how pleased you are. Contact Vinyl Tech today for your free estimate and discover the best way to protect and increase the value of your biggest asset, your home. Find out why Vinyl Tech has an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and a 5-star rating by going to VinylTechRoofing.com. Go to VinylTechRoofing.com and set up your appointment to take your worries away. If you've seen all the wild weather extremes across the country, you know it's never too early to protect your home before any storms, so your family will have peace of mind. Call Vinyl Tech now to reinforce your home before any storm hits.
Hi, this is Shay Mulkey of Vinyl Tech. Let us work with you to get your home looking brand new again. I guarantee you will be satisfied. Call me, Shane Mulkey, at Vinyl Tech, 504-469-7590, and online at VinylTechNOLA.com.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Colorado State University hurricane researchers are expecting an extremely active hurricane season. Their initial forecast calls for 23 named storms, 11 hurricanes, and 5 major storms. Isaac Salucci says tropical systems, including hurricanes, thrive in warm waters, and sea surface temperatures are outside the realm of anything he's ever seen.
Some of the metrics are similar to what we'd expect to see in June right now. And so that's leading to an above average forecast confidence for continued warmth throughout the season.
For the third time, New Orleans Representative Amy Freeman has presented legislation to require public schools to provide menstrual products. 12-year-old Nadia, a student from New Orleans, told House Education Committee members just how difficult it is.
This makes me really nervous because I'm an introvert and I don't like talking to people or asking people for things. The whole thing just makes me feel embarrassed.
The bill passed on a 9-2 vote and heads to appropriations. LRN.
It's the first day of the first grade and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon. You wish never end.
The homemade taste of bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
St. Louis brought the world gooey butter cake. Now Bluebell brings us gooey butter cake ice cream. A cake batter ice cream with a luscious cream cheese swirl and gooey butter cake pieces. Mmm, it's the gateway to the best in pints and half gallons.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at your local grocer. And pick up your favorite flavor today.
Have you looked at your siding and it's in such poor condition it's worrying you? Then let Vinyl Tech take that worry away. Kiss your worries goodbye when Vinyl Tech installs beautiful siding to stand up to the fiercest weather conditions. You'll love the new look of your home after Vinyl Tech's durable, dependable, and cost-effective siding transformation. You pick your siding, colors, textures, and styles, and then leave the rest to Vinyl Tech so you'll never need painting again. You'll have peace of mind knowing you have James Hardy Plank Siding, not only one of the best in the industry, but engineered to be long-lasting and beautiful. And because of its sleek design, it is the most popular brand in North America. Vinyl Tech offers financing, and their exterior contractors know how to install siding properly because they've been doing it for almost a quarter of a century. Have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau and serve customers along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Florida. Contact Vinyl Tech today for your estimate at VinylTechRoofing.com and chase your worries away. Have you ever wondered if you were drinking too much toxic bottled water? Are you spending too much on it? What if I told you the very best water on the planet is not available in stores? Learn how you can save money and give your body healthy antioxidant water. I'm talking about Kangen water, electrolyzed reduced water. The alkalizing effects on this water are amazing. To set up a demonstration just for you, contact me at CynthiaClark@WGSO.com. That's CynthiaClark@WGSO.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Welcome back, everybody. Hello, New Orleans, and thanks for joining. Jean is on the line with us, and Clark Hello. Is in the studio, and I'm in Covington touring some of the restaurants that we're visiting at the Southern Hotel. So we left off at Gloriette. What would you like to contribute, Jean?
Well, I guess we can talk about the dinner, how special it was. I mean, how attentive they were to us, how well we were treated, the beautiful view. I mean, it was, the whole night was enjoyable, the food. The salmon was really delicious. I do have to say that.
Did you know also, girls, that the hotel is the showplace of downtown Old Covington, and it's rich with 100 years of a past history? And you'd also know that it's also housed the communication center, the Western Union, the bus terminal, and the wagon depot since 1907. It was opened in 1907, Cynthia, and it was one of the gateways from here to New Orleans. Did you know that the North Shore provided meat and tar and lumber and logs and bricks to New Orleans market? I think
there's
it's so
huge
fascinating.
History. Yes, the so Southern Hotel.
The host, it's the showplace of downtown.
Huge history.
And remember, yes. Jean, you were commenting on how beautiful the park is, like right next door?
Yes,
I was just reading that part of the town's history included these small parks or areas called ox lots. And you know why? They were within every block. And they were original places for people to sell their wares on wagons and ox carts.
Oh, I love that.
And they're still remain today. And it's all in the historical district that, you know, we love so much, you and
yes,
Cynthia and I. And Cynthia, you live in the old historical district.
Yes,
and like you mentioned earlier, our father lived there and also had a summer home. And he also coached the local high school basketball team. Our cousin was telling us, because you were telling me our cousin said something else to you too about the area.
It's a beautiful family area that you two have grown up in.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure there's a bunch of people listening who actually live in Covington on the North Shore and who know all about it. Yeah. So please call in if you'd like to make a comment, 504-556-9696. But I'm hoping that we're enlightening you. If you haven't ventured on over to Covington, some people don't want to take the extra 15, 20-minute drive past Mandeville, but once you get there, you will be thrilled, just like Clark is telling you about the Southern Hotel. It has such charm. When you walk into the hotel, all that history that he just mentioned is in that hotel that they recently renovated and reopened. It's been about 5 years that it's been open, and that's where the Gloriette Fine Dining is housed. And so across the street is where the Dakota is housed. So I'm trying to, we're all over to different restaurants, and I just want to help to orient you guys that everything is just kind of walking distance. And then just a couple of blocks up the way is where Lola and where Dakota is.
Exactly. They're all within 6 blocks of each other, Cynthia. It's one of the most beautiful communities I've ever seen. I'm so happy that you live there. And it's such a pleasure driving over that gorgeous Lake Pontchartrain sunsets to come over there for dinner. Remember the
yeah, it really is. Yeah. I always enjoy crossing.
I remember
the border
doing it when I was 10 years old, and I used to see the railroad track on the right side. You know where you know patrons used to go years before. You know, it was the old Mandeville and old Covington were destinations for the rich and famous of New Orleans in the 1800s. Girls, did y'all know that?
No. I knew that. It was it's also a destination for everybody.
And I know, but it was originally settled and founded in 1834 by Bernard Xavier de Marinet de Mandeville. I'm serious, girls. And they were a prominent family in New Orleans, and they developed this lakeside summer resort for the wealthy dissidents of the Crescent City. So
yeah,
it's so wonderful.
Feel it when you walk through and shopping and dining as you're shopping in that area. It's a beautiful area to walk around
yeah,
and
there's
enjoy
great
all
boutiques
of that.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also famous for its natural landscape, which includes the massive oak trees and a pristine shoreline. I love dipping my feet in that pristine lake water. And did you know, towering over Fountain Street, girls, y'all are going to love this fact, that the Seven Sister Oak is the largest certified southern live oak tree in the world. I'm wondering if that's the oak tree that I marvel at right next to Rips on the Lake. Cindy, remember our beautiful sunset dinners and brunches at Rips on the Lake in Old Mandeville?
Another
of course.
Plan.
And yes, and recently they have enclosed their outdoor patio with glass. I've heard great things.
Oh, wow.
There's a new chef, and they've really improve the menu.
It's even better than it was. Remember how good it was? Great though.
Yeah,
they have
a bunch of times
several times with
it.
Your sons mm-hmm. as a family affair. They serve a wonderful, and it's really one of my best barbecued shrimp because it's done in a brandy wine sauce. It's not done in a you know spicy. It's a brandy wine, and I love that.
There.
You were just there. You were just mentioning that.
I was there in December for my birthday.
Oh, happy belated
birthday.
Thank you.
And how about the triple tail Meunier there? It's always perfect, audience. Or whatever the fish of the day is, sometimes it just happened to be triple tail the past couple of times I was there. And it's in a Meunier with fresh Gulf shrimp and lump crab meat on top. One of my favorites. And Cindy, why don't you tell the audience what your favorite is there? And we always struggle to order it. The giant, colossal fried onion rings.
Oh.
They're magnificent. Come on, girls. Help me out here. Audience, someone call in. And I never knew they existed until I looked to the left and the right at the tables left and right of us. And they had these literally a foot high of fried onion rings. Magnificent. Very
if
New Orleans.
Onion rings, we're talking, they are available at Rips on the Lake, and they are very delicious. Of course, they've got thousands of calories, so be sure to split an order.
Choose wisely.
Don't eat them all.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if you do, you won't be able to fit the delicious dinner.
Right. Ruins your meal, huh, Cynthia?
Yes. But Rips has been there for a long, long time. And I can remember going when I was 20. So it's been there for a very long time.
You mentioned that. You said you used to sail there. Remember you told me you used to sail to the yacht club over there and then go over to Rips?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And didn't you say you dated a gentleman once that lived right there on the main highway, on Lakeshore Drive?
Yes.
I dated a gentleman too that lived off of Lakeshore Drive. Come on.
I lived on Lakeshore Drive. So there you go.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I think this was good. Y'all had some good stories about the food, and I enjoyed the food.
I can't.
And Rips is fantastic.
Fantastic.
As well as all the other ones
they're such nice.
To.
They're so nice.
Well, Jane,
thank you for letting me talk.
Well, yes, Jean. Jean, please come on in. And I would like to, just tell you that I really enjoyed having the Easter dinner at Commander's Palace brunch on Sunday. Thank you for extending the invitation. And I'd love for you to just share some of your favorite things right now that you enjoyed on the menu.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, let's see. Well, first of all, I'll go to the dessert.
Okay, I love that idea.
Okay, so yeah, I had the creme brulee, but I do have to say the bread pudding souffle that Clark had was absolutely delicious.
Yeah, it was the best dessert.
I had
bread pudding.
Five people call me and tell me I ordered the right thing. And you know what I did? I listened to the waiter, and I asked him, what do you suggest? And he said, that was the best.
And of everything course, is right at Commander's Palace. It's known as the best restaurant in all of New Orleans. So everything you get at Commander's Palace is
But some
is
things are better than impeccable. Others. How about your delicious turtle soup au cherie, Cindy?
Oh, yeah.
So delicious. One of the best turtle soups I've ever had. And Gene, your loaded Caesar salad was magnificent. I couldn't believe she couldn't even eat half of it. She shared it with me. It was delicious. And remember, Cynthia, I had the panciatella salad with the panciatella strawberries and the dill cream creme sauce. Magnificent. Magnificent.
It was flavorful. I preferred the Caesar salad that Jean had. Yours was delicious too, but again, I think it has to do with your taste. Everybody has different taste buds. I enjoyed the Caesar salad the best. And then I did see you all's fish dish. It was pecan crusted. What type of fish was it?
Hake.
Okay.
Yes, I remember hake. It's a lovely
fish.
That was
very lovely.
Yes, very light.
We gotta go. We'll be right back.
The brains perform best when both sides are working in harmony and balance. But in our busy, stressful life, we sometimes experience brain fog. I know because I have. I searched for a solution and found research that proves hundreds of thousands of other successes. So I tried what I found, and best of all, the session was only $99. So if you want to experience a renewed mind and peaceful sleep, grab a pen and call Elizabeth with Saraset at 504-533-9229. That's 504-533-9229. The office is in Metairie. If you have questions, email Cynthia at cynthiaclark@wgso.com to get any answers to questions you may have. Relax, rebalance, reset. Saraset.com. That's CERESET.com. Saraset, we help your brain help you.
People of all ages love Gendusas.
I can't rave enough about the lasagna. The meatballs, even the appetizers, was phenomenal. Of course, the eggplant as well, the fried eggplant. I would highly recommend it.
Gendusa's, 325 Williams Boulevard in Old River Town.
The fresh Sicilian pizza is magnificent. It's number one on the list with the giant roasted garlic, artichoke leaves, fresh sausage, and crispy crust. Unbelievable.
I like Gendusa's in Rivertown. Pass to me, puppies.
I recommend Gendusa's to come bring your whole family. The Italian food is wonderful. Not to mention, you can sit outside and watch the sunset overlooking the river.
We just love Gendusa's. You've never been here for steak night on Thursday night. Boy, are you missing a treat. Wow.
Gendusa's Italian Eatery, 325 Williams Boulevard in Old River Town.
Chazzy Williams is the owner of Eat Healthy Portions Meal Company in Mandeville, Louisiana. She is a breast cancer survivor, and her mission is to prepare clean, whole, healthy meals that nourish, energize, and improve the overall health of her clients. She believes the health of our generation and generations to come should not be compromised by synthetic ingredients, fried foods, GMOs, or overprocessed foods. The meals from Eat Healthy Portions are created fresh from scratch in your Louisiana neighborhood. The menu is Louisiana-inspired and endorsed by the Ochsner Eat Fit program. Go to eathealthyportions.com to order 15 meals for only $8.99 each. The meals are robust in flavor and created to help you return to your optimal healthy weight. Each week, simply supplement your current diet with the meals. Why start tomorrow when your success for a new year, new healthier you, is here today? Visit eathealthyportions.com to view our Louisiana and traditional menu.
Thank you.
Welcome back, guys. Hello. I hope you're having a great afternoon. I hope we've given you some ideas of restaurants to go to on the North Shore. And if you want to call in, I would love you to do that. 504-556-9696. Come enjoy the Lake Pontchartrain sunsets at Rips on the Lake or Pat's Rest a While. Pat's is known for his seafood. You will also enjoy visiting Pat's, which is in Mandeville, and that's another great casual spot that you can enjoy solo with a friend or family.
Yeah, the Raw Bar is fabulous to go to solo. You can sit at the Raw Bar. I usually sit at the Raw Bar and get their delicious grilled oysters, and I wait for you when we meet there. And again, one of my favorite things about those two restaurants, Cindy, is the alfresco dining. How gorgeous is that beautiful giant deck? You know, they actually took two homes and bridged them together with a giant 100-yard deck. It's really one of the most impressive and beautiful restaurants in Old Mandeville. And what is the proprietor's name, Cindy? You must know it. I'm not sure now.
It's Pat. His name is
yes,
Pat.
Yes, but what is his last name? And doesn't he have Pat?
Gallagher.
Gallagher. And then doesn't he have a steakhouse too?
Yes, he does. It's Gallagher Steakhouse. I've been around for decades.
I know that. That's so good. And you know what else do we love to have there? How about that delicious crab cake that they have at Pat's Restaurant? They serve a beautiful crab cake with on top of a corn relish. It's on top of a corn relish.
The beet salad is what I'd recommend from Pat's Rest a While. And also, any of the fish of the day grilled are always perfect. I don't think I've enjoyed grilled fish anywhere more than Pat's Rest a While. I feel like I'm eating a steak. There's a fish that they always have in the menu. Is it swordfish?
Well, I always order the swordfish because that is the steakiest fish. And when I reorder it there, I'm always ordering it for you. They have another option that you can get with their almondine. And I always ask the chef to switch. Instead of putting the trout almondine, can you make it swordfish almondine? And he always comes out and looks at me and greets me and thanks me. But it is always impeccable, that dish, Cindy, with the string beans and the almonds and the Meunier sauce.
Right. I enjoy swordfish more than I do trout, way more than trout, because I do like the steakiest texture of it. But like I said, that's my favorite place to have fish.
But I do love the trout at Galatoire. You can't knock the trout at Galatoire. Depends on where you have it, Cindy.
Yeah, if we're in New Orleans, go to Galatoire. But on the North Shore, the fish at Dakota Restaurant is always perfect.
Yes.
They really know how to cook fish at Del Porto. Okay, they're
all famous.
Del Porto, the Italian restaurant where we had the fritti misti and the drum. I'm talking about, they do the best fish of the day. So if you don't want to have meat, definitely get the fish of the day at Del Porto. Again, that one's catty corner to the Southern Hotel in Covington.
And how about their delicious desserts? You know, if I'm correct, the wife partner of the chef, of the two chefs, the gentleman and the wife, and their name slips me right now. I'm embarrassed. I didn't investigate it before we got
on.
That's
okay. We're talking about the food anyway.
But they're,
so what about the apple? It's an apple.
Tartan, yes. The apple tartan.
Whatever it is, it's over the
top. It's a tart. It's a tartine. It's a French tartine that's baked in the oven with phyllo pastry dough. Correct.
Mushed and baked.
Vanilla sorbetto on top. How about the delicious vanilla sorbetto on top? And then how about the delicious, you know, they make all their bread fresh. They have served us fresh focaccia bread. I ordered the best bread pudding there, too. I'm on a bread pudding kick lately because their bread pudding there, the other chocolate bread pudding, remember, was magnificent. And it's such an elegant place. It reminds me of New York. It reminds me of a restaurant in New York. They have the act together. And the service is beautiful. The dish is impeccable. We've been there 20 times.
Gene, are you still on the phone? Okay. Gene had the steak, and it was a New York strip. And it was a very nice cut of meat. And they all, Del Porto always has a cut of meat on their menu. And she seemed to have enjoyed it, the New York strip at Del Porto, but she wanted me to mention and recommend the steak. She couldn't stay with us, but she asked me to be sure to mention the steak. I know she's gone. I'm just telling the public. I'm telling the listener. But thank you. So you still there, Clark? Okay. All righty. Well, I will continue. And let's talk a little bit about other things besides the restaurants. So what about when you're over on the North Shore? Remember that there are two beautiful, beautiful state parks. There's the Fountain Blue State Park, and it is so beautiful there. They have a lot to do. You can picnic. They have a walk. You could take a long nature walk. They also have a beach where you can just kick back and lay out on the beach. And it's all right in the heart of Mandeville at Fountain Blue State Park. They also have a area where you can camp out as well. Bring your Winnebago or whatever type of camper you have. So the Fountain Blue State Park, and you can actually swim in that area of the lake. It's very nice. Just watch out for the gators. No pun intended. And also there's another sweet park. This one's a little smaller, but it's also very beautiful. It's the Fairview Riverside State Park. And if you'd like to go to a park that isn't quite as large, then that's the one you will want to try in Mandeville. You can easy biking there, canoeing and boating. You can fish, hike, so many different things that you can do at those parks. And so just to recap, I want to also recap so we can come back and, you know, I like to get a little bit more detail on the restaurants one at a time, but we were just so excited about sharing our experiences with you on the North Shore that, you know, we were talking about them all at one time. So again, try Gloriette, which is in the Southern Hotel. Also, Catty Corner is Del Porto. That's an Italian spot, Catty Corner to the Southern. And then right a block over on New Hampshire Street across from the courthouse is the Lola restaurant, which serves the lunch or dinner inside of a cute streetcar trolley. And like Clark mentioned to you, they're even open on Mondays for lunch. And then you also have the famous Dakota and their wonderful warm brie soup that they're so known for. And it's really beautiful, their new location. And of course, the menu is perfect. They have a lot of wonderful salads as well. And then in Mandeville, we talked about Rips on the Lake and the Alfresco outdoor dining. So at Rips on the Lake, you go up the stairs and you can just see the beautiful sunset. So beautiful. And recently they enclosed it with glass and they have a new chef who has trained under very influential restaurants in New Orleans. And then we are running out of time. So I hope you enjoyed and learned a couple of great new restaurants you can try on the North Shore. Don't forget about Pat's Rest a While as well in Mandeville, that also sits right on the lake and you can enjoy the sunset, the North Shore sunset right there out on the deck. And we thank you again, Jean, for enjoying the Commander Palace brunch on Sunday, Easter. And I hope you all have a great rest of your day. I'm Cynthia Clark, and thank you for joining us. Have you looked at your home and it's starting to show so much wear and tear it's worrying you?
Kiss your worries goodbye with the Gulf Coast's most versatile exterior home improvement contractor, Vinyl Tech. Using only the finest materials means you can have confidence in their work for your roof, gutters, siding, patio covers, and windows. Owner Shane Mulkey attributes his success to his Christian ethics and the dedication and work ethic of his family and his staff for almost a quarter of a century. Vinyl Tech treats every home improvement job as if they were improving their own home with their superior quality work. They want you to be so satisfied with their work, you'll tell others how pleased you are. Contact Vinyl Tech today for your free estimate and discover the best way to protect and increase the value of your biggest asset, your home. Find out why Vinyl Tech has an A+ rating from the Better Business Bureau and a 5-star rating by going to VinylTechRoofing.com. Go to VinylTechRoofing.com and set up your appointment to take your worries away.